Hello there. This is your Daily Lift from the Gospel Broadcasting Network. Those questions keep coming. I mean, the ones floating out of the media about what to do about the great dilemmas in today's society. Crime, law, justice, and social issues seem to be gaining both momentum and intensity in debate. Principally, many, especially those victimized by crime and various injustices, have correctly asserted that the law and its authorities should defend them and their rights, and do more to protect them from the lawless and cruel. Ironically, those accused and even those convicted under the law feel they also have just cause to complain about provision of and protection of rights. And more ironically still, their cause seems to be heard and answered with more favor than that of their victims. How have we served justice when victims are asked to suffer more than those who victimize them? What will be the end of our world when such is allowed to continue? Knowing that our world has suffered successfully through similar periods of disorder in the past may give us some ray of hope in the present. Solomon noted in Ecclesiastes chapter 1 that nothing is that hasn't been before, nor would there ever be anything that the world hadn't already seen, short of Christ's second appearing. For example, in 1 Samuel, the 22nd chapter, King Saul of Israel was seeking the life of David, son of Jesse, with no greater motive than gross and unchecked envy and jealousy. While David fled for his life, it was Saul who claimed that David had actually conspired against the king and laid in wait to kill him, when, of course, the opposite was true. Saul had so little shame in his ambition to commit murder that he even ordered the murder of 85 priests of Nob, whom he also accused in the fictitious conspiracy. And in the midst of all this unprecedented crime against his fellow man, complained to his servants that they didn't feel sorry for him and his plight as they ought. Who is more deserving of pity, the hunter or the hunted? For whom should another feel sorry, the murderer or the murdered? Since the days of the crimes of Saul, man has had the opportunity to relearn the application of moral law, and the world has stood for the time. Perhaps it will stand yet, only if this confused society learns still again what has again been forgotten. May God bless you, and have a great day.